and your family
Love Talk Radio.
Has shown throughout the ages, throughout the years. I decree and declare that they come to you now from the north, from the east, from the south, and from the west. I, the Lord God, have decreed this in your life, says the Lord. You shall receive. If you believe and are willing to receive, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, let's say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We receive it in Jesus' name. We receive it in Jesus' name. We receive it in Jesus' name. Brother, I'm going to say to you here. You may be seated if you can. Hallelujah. You joined the Sunday International Victory Service of the Prophet's House. Renew on your mind ministry international. Our motto is where is be a co-worker in the kingdom.
Yes, 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 hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
I want someone to open their Bible to Jeremiah the 18th chapter.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And I want you to read verses 1 through 6.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you get there, somebody say amen and then come get the microphone.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you. 1 through 6.
Yes.
Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 1 through 6, the New International Version. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot was shaken from the clay, was marred in his hand. So the potter formed into another pot, shaping it as it seemed best to him. Then when the word of the Lord came to me, he said, Can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Now I need someone to read the same scripture in King James Version.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of the King Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel.
Hallelujah. Now, all of you that want to say, you know, I want you to understand this. And we love the word of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
But God seemed to single out a virgin that is closest to his heart.
Yes, yes.
One of the reasons why he did that is because every page of the King James Version Bible was written in blood. Literally thousands and thousands of people died just because they wanted to have the King James Version Bible. They wanted to have a Bible in their own language. There were whole families who were burned at the stake.
That's right.
Because they were teaching their children the 23rd Psalm. So anytime I ask you to read the Bible, if I want another translation, I will say that.
Amen.
But if I want you to read the Bible and I don't specify, I'm talking about the King James Version.
Yes. Yes.
1611. The 788,280 words. The Revised King James Version of 1882 has 783,137 words. It's in there. Other versions, they kind of explain stuff. They open it up. They amplify it really, but I love that. But when you think about all those who died,
yes, yes, yes,
to give you the King James Version Bible,
right,
you want to be want to honor their sacrifice. Now, I need another scripture. I need Romans chapter 12, verse 2. When you get there, say amen. And when you get there, come and get this mic and be back for me.
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen. Now, this is for you, buddy. And this is for you for the other scriptures. Amen. And Brother Damon, come here, please. Thank you for reading the word.
Thank you.
Thank you. It pays to have your word with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I want you to understand Shekinah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. That the faith of Christ, the humble most people, in the whole wide world.
Amen.
Is in
the will of God.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Whatever will take me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise, praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father,
thank you,
whose face is the Son,
amen,
whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the Church, and that includes us. In Jesus' name.
I can't. Thank
that's what praise is Zion. Hallelujah, God is an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All of you in radio land, hallelujah, everybody, hope you have your Bible, your composition notebook. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. An ink pen, a pencil. Hallelujah. An ink pen and pencil. Hallelujah. And your communion element. Hallelujah. It's the meal that heals.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Being able to say toxic on someone that's not able. Hallelujah. Take communion. Hallelujah. You just put the dots on the page and watch God can make it done. Yes. Hallelujah. Call that person's name out to the Lord. You may know someone that's incarcerated. Someone for some reason not able to take communion. They may be ill. They may be in the hospital. Hallelujah. But you want God to perform a miracle in their life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is able to heal.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And deliver.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are an awesome God. You may be here in Baltimore praying that person may be in
good.
Hallelujah. God is able. Hallelujah. Take the prayer and pray the righteous man a better way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget to reset your alarm 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time of starting. We have praise and worship every morning. Hallelujah. 7 a.m. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When you bless God first thing in the morning, God blesses your whole day.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He sets up the atmosphere for the whole day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I can't stress it enough. Hallelujah. Bless him in the morning, and he'll bless you the rest of the day.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget to pull up the ministry website, rymmi.org, to see what the mission and the vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. Pray for the other kingdom partners you see. Hallelujah. Pray you there forever. Hallelujah. Always give up the word of God.
Yes.
God said, if I be lifted up, I will draw.
Amen.
All men unto me. Hallelujah. And that's what we want. For the word of God to come forth, so people can be drawn unto the Lord to be saved, healed, delivered, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Woo. The word of God is so exciting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We don't want you to get the first Sunday of the month. It's Friends and Family Sunday.
Amen.
First and second Sunday of the month. In the Powerhouse Challenge and the first one, Thursday and third Sunday of the month, we had our Good News Club, where the young people are being taught the word of God. Our children, our young people need to know Jesus.
Yes.
They need to be able to call on Jesus so the bullet comes to remember. Hallelujah. They need to know how to function the word of God and not to sit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same God. Hallelujah. The same as the Hebrew boy in the furnace. Hallelujah. Daniel and I believe the same God. The Lord. And our children. Hallelujah. And we'll be faithful. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, let's know that he's been so excited. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm a witness that God has been proving himself. Hallelujah. Thousands of years ago, and even today, he's the same God. He's the same God. And on the first Sunday, third Sunday, we have the Good News Club. On the fourth Sunday, they are able to share with the whole congregation what they learned in Good News Club. That's also the Sunday that we have a guest speaker to come in. And the guest speaker for this month is not other than our own pastor, TV. Come out and invite someone, hallelujah, to come with you to hear what thus saith the Lord. This is my vessel of honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. After the spiritual meal, we have the natural meal. Hallelujah. We serve three fellows to dinner afterwards. Hallelujah. Invite someone to come and have dinner with you. Not just to hear the word of God, but they will be blessed. Hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for our shower stations in Northeast, Southwest, and Baltimore City. Hallelujah, for our homebound friends. We thank God for Jesus. Thank God for adding on to the ministry through our homebound friends. We thank God for our rebuilding. Hallelujah. God bless us with. Thank God for the giant. Right now, we are temporarily working at 21 West Fair Street. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But get on the seventh to eighth, we call our children's names out to the Lord. Hallelujah. From 7 to 8. And last month, the pastor at 8 o'clock, he gave he had a segment of how to bully-proof your children.
Right.
Hallelujah. How to bully-proof your children. Hallelujah. And on the second Friday of the month, that's the men's and women's fellowship. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship. And 7:15 to 8:30 is the women's fellowship.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We want to cover the whole thing. Hallelujah.
Right.
We
right.
thank God for every opportunity he gives us. Hallelujah. Get around the word of God.
Yes.
The men's fellowship is the pastor, and Pastor Lee and Mr. Jerry.
Amen.
And for the women's fellowship is Pastor Maxine, Pastor Keith, and yours too. Hallelujah. We may not be able to tell you what the steps is going to be, but it's going to be always around the word of God.
Yes.
And it's going to bless you. You may even hear something that you heard before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is an awesome God. We thank God for Jesus. Thank God for all he's done and doing in the ministry.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And this month has a fifth Saturday and a fifth Sunday.
Amen.
The fifth Saturday is called Super Saturday. Hallelujah. It is headed by our journey youth club, and they will be going down to the northeast market and spreading the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you earlier, it won't be the same when we do. Hallelujah. We're going now, and we're going to saturate the place with prayer. Hallelujah. Lord, oh, hallelujah. Lord, all those people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to bring you to the people of God down there, where we are going to minister and feed our homebound friends.
Yes.
We're
going
to take the meals down there and to feed them. We're going to take the word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to be praying for them, laying hands on them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, that place won't be the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to meet at our former sanctuary. We're going to meet the Lord at our house, the Lord's sanctuary, at 10, getting on our gold caps and gold t-shirts. Hallelujah. Prayer. Come first of all. Come in the presence. And we're going to gird up and we're going to get ready to go down to Northeast Market. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we're going to take meals. Hallelujah. And just take them down there to feed them. People can hear you better. The word of God. And they're hungry and you don't care. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Some of us don't want to hear nobody teaching to live around some ground. You can hear somebody, or they can hear you much better. You can always took care of the natural needs, the physical needs, you know what I mean? Hallelujah. We thank God for all he's done and doing. And one thing on Tuesday evening is Bible study. Hallelujah. When you do the message, Bible study on Tuesday evening. Hallelujah. And we are learning, hallelujah, how to heal the sick. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. That's Tuesday evening, and then Wednesday evening at 7 is our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. And then on Sunday at 3. Yes, 3 p.m.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's our International Victory Miracle Service. Hallelujah. You may be traveling, you can still hear. You may be traveling on the outside of the world, you can still tune in. Hallelujah. Family showing up, you can give them another cup. Tune in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, he's the same God. He is the same God. Hallelujah, thank you, God. We serve an awesome God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, can't say enough about us. Hallelujah, thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We bless the church in your name.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor Keith, if you would come forward and share just a little bit more about Super Saturday.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thankful, Lord. We're so excited.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because the good news is this part.
Hallelujah.
This is our first outing for this year.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be saturating the atmosphere with love, prayer, fasting, and with freedom.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have a bag that has a lollipop, a wristband, the daily word, and the guidebook. That's all in the bag that we give to people.
And you're going to be given the money. And fine. Come, kiss me, pray for them, let them know that we see you, we care about you. And guess who's going to be? The children. This is our first outing for the children. Talking about the teaching our children the same thing that we do, the going out for them as well. The going out being little ministers, letting the people know that you deserve what I have, which is Jesus Christ. Lay that down. Testify to the book God has done for you. The children, you have testimony that they can share as well. They're never too little to talk about Jesus Christ. So we pray to us, come and go with us. Now, if you want to go, you got to be here today or next Sunday. So we can gear up and let you know what the rules and regulations are. So we can always do everything in decency, order, and in love. God bless.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's just thank you, sir.
Hallelujah.
And there's more to go.
Hallelujah.
You have to give your name.
Yes.
To Pastor Keith.
Amen.
And this month also has a secret Sunday. That's the fifth Sunday.
Yes.
It's Resurrection Sunday.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And we won't have a live 3 p.m. service.
Amen.
But we are joining with the Bible way.
Yes.
Such as Mountain Christ. Who's calling to be a servant?
Yes.
Pastor Viola over there.
Yes.
Pastor Lewis over there.
Yes.
Have graciously invited us. Hallelujah. Yes, I want to hear some hands. So this is better. This is better. And see, you don't let anybody in your house. You know? So we thank God. Because I'm opening up the door to us. And they have the Resurrection Sunday service at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
If you want to be a part of that, just be after the service, they sharing a free Protestant meal. You must give your name to Deacon AJ, Deacon Anna James. Speaking of that, James, where are you? Are you in the place? She's not in the place. I don't see her. I still don't see her. Yeah, there she is. Give your name to her so she can get it back to Pastor Bahoda. Let her know how many people will be coming. Because we're going to have enough food for everyone. Is that all right? We thank you. Thank you, Pastor Lewis and Pastor God, for your love that you have extended towards us. That's super Sunday. Hallelujah. Oh, we have the time, though. So all the way from Florida. I doubt if he's walking. I doubt if he's driving, but Minister Dwight Hall. He's going to be the speaker on that day. If you haven't heard a man of God before now, you're going to hear a man of God. Full of the Holy Ghost. Anointed and appointed. God just got to show up. So God can show up and show off as well. Hallelujah. We thank you. Again, we thank you, Pastor Peter, and we thank you, Pastor Keith, for the housekeeping suggestion on this sensational, supernatural Sunday. Hallelujah. Now, this is a special Sunday.
Amen.
Is there a Malachi Murphy in the house?
Hallelujah.
Did somebody say yes?
Somebody say yes.
Come forward, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's Malachi Murphy.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to walk you through the text. Hallelujah. I'm trying to play some music. There it is.
Hey.
Now, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to walk down there and then watch out.
You
walk, man. All right. Now, do it with attitude. Like you just found out you inherited $1 million. Now, let me ask you something. Let the $1 million walk.
Now, come on, give me $1 million. You just found out that you, not your mama, not your daddy, not anybody, but you guys. Well, that's $1 million mark.
Hallelujah.
Way down. But the one that had family Did they get one?
Okay. You have family members. You can get a gift and a card for them. Come on up here. Get two gifts and two cards.
Okay.
Anybody else that has family members, birthday, and mom? Hopefully we got enough over there.
I put a bunch of things in there. I will, if we did it off and we put it back, it would like to drop
it. Yeah, about 7 or 8 of them as well.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to share with you this. I don't know. Now there's some people who we love who have transitioned. And had a birthday March. I'm talking about my brother Walter. His birthday was March 5th. So we thank God for him and his life of righteousness. He left a legacy. But I'm not going to get a card nor a gift for her because I can't give it to them right now. Maybe later on, but right now I can't. But God bless him. Let's give a hand to Malachi Murphy and all the birthday people. Hallelujah. It's nice to do this, y'all. Y'all don't understand it. We're actually celebrating the grace and mercy of God. Do y'all understand that? See, sometimes we don't look deep. We look at the face. And a lot of people say, oh, they celebrate birthday. Nobody did go and celebrate birthday. Y'all not heard of Christmas?
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? We just doing what we need to do. We just want to celebrate the grace and mercy of God. Is that all right with you? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Peter, I need to ask you a question. Oh, man. Okay. No joke. Okay. What time is it now, Pastor Peter?
Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah. It's Holy Communion time. I want y'all to know this is the meal that he was on. Maria still cooks this meal.
Hallelujah.
My little voice still cut out. Brother Damon, I need you to move this totally to my right. About 3 feet. Because I don't know what y'all are going to do. It's the meal that heals y'all.
Yeah.
And he is going to be in the camp. God said something. Is that all right? It's the meal that heals. It's the confirmation meal. And I don't knock anybody in church because it's one Lord, one faith, or that too. There's some churches that only do communion on Easter. Did y'all know that?
Yes.
There are some churches that only do communion once a month. I'm going to do something to say something.
Yes.
I don't know that.
Amen.
And there are some churches that do it once a week, and I don't knock them. I know. That does that. But you know what? I got to tell y'all, it's not a big secret. But we do communion every day. Sometimes we do communion twice a day.
That's right.
I think it's something I cannot, y'all may not understand it. I think it's something I. If this is the meal that heals, then I want healing more than once a year.
Amen.
If this is the meal that heals, I want healing more than once a month. I got to keep going here so y'all can understand why I do what I do in this ministry. If this is the meal that heals, I want to heal it every day. Anybody is a witness?
Amen.
Who wants healing just once a year? Raise your hand. All those that just want healing want to be raised their hand. Okay. Any hands up?
Nope.
All those that want healing just want to laugh, raise their hand. Okay. All those that just want healing want to read, raise their hand. All that want healing every day, raise their hand.
Amen.
Thank you. This is the meal that heals God. The text on today is 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. This is the meal that if we lift it up, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the healing. We thank you, Lord, for the meal. We thank you, Lord, for being healed, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you bless the Lord and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the text for today, it says to examine yourself. And when I was a little boy, when I was younger, years ago, Pastor Peaches and I raised up in the same church. And some of us, Pastor Viola and Pastor Lewis, we had our start down there in Dalville Temple. In fact, when I was there, when I joined, it was St. James. Down there at 1220 West Lexington Street. Watch out for that.
All right.
Thank you, Keith. But when they said, let's have communion, you know, we get a little stressed out. We started examining ourselves. And right now, we're going to examine ourselves. And that's what we're going to do, what we do before we do communion. Father, by the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, even for that was the creature of your son. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. As we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the land for collection. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Thank you, Lord. Often we forgive everybody but ourselves. Y'all, please forgive yourself, too. Thank you, Lord. Now, in the text of the day, it says to examine yourself. And we do just that. In the light of the word of the Lord. Isaiah 53:5 says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Thank you, Jesus. Healing is in the camp today. This is the confirmation we have. With his stripes, we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes be worthy. And if we were here, we are here.
Yes.
Hebrews 9:22b says he washed our sins in his own blood. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For the sake. Revelation 1:5b says he washed our sins in his own blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28. We have rejected through the blood of the Lamb. It's through the blood of the Lamb that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text of the day, it also says that he that eats and drinks unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, that means blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightly deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating, drinking, blessing to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life for you and your children. So, man, thank you. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Numbers 23:19, God just said that you're not a man that you should lie. Neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
This is King. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. There's one thing you put above yourself, it's your word, Lord. Psalm 138, verse 2, praise God. It's good to know the atmosphere of y'all. Thank you, Jesus. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed,
amen.
He took the bread. Come on now. And when he had given thanks, to be thankful, he declared, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for our healing already. 2 Kings 4:18-19. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3 declare, God, we want to heal us everywhere we work.
Yes.
So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. Watch out now, y'all. Hallelujah. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the skeletal system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside and outside in. The better Lord will sit for you. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now. In this place. And all over the world. Passions disappearing. Comas dissolving. New knees, new kidneys, new heart, new lungs, new hips, new livers, gallbladder. Bloodborne pathogenic diseases disappearing. Glucose level coming to normal. High blood pressure coming to normal. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mother of the
best
problems coming to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The dead coming back into faith. Bones that were missing suddenly come back to you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We receive it in Jesus' name today. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You
are our healer.
Yes, Lord.
We remember you, Lord. And on the same night, with the Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray, he took off from the cup. And when he has given thanks, we thank you, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. My new inheritance.
Yes.
My new promise.
Yes. Yes.
And I wrote it
yes.
in my blood.
Yes.
Let's pray together.
Yes.
Whatever the Lord says. Whatever the Lord says. Oh, the blood. We thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. For the Lord shall come.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 20. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Mama, the book of Isaiah 43, verse 26. What do they want to do? Cover your life, God.
Thank you.
You have a book of God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Matthew 15, 26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, in the book of verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, 26. Psalms 100. Lord, we thank you, Lord. For all your words, Lord. And then Isaiah 53, thank you, Holy Ghost. Isaiah 43, verse 42. It says to bring in remembrance that we may keep together and be justified. We're justified by the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we boldly say what you said. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood. I'm going to pass over you. And now the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you. They may come knocking at your door, but they won't overtake you. When I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already comes to our homes, our families, our love, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ comes on. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Already comes our past, heaven, and future. Our mistakes and mistakes. Our so-called to say it. Our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ comes on. Share them over worship in it. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already comes. Covers us as we speak, as we travel and visit throughout the land, as we worship and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ comes on. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of the mind and the spirit of Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ always.
Thank you, Lord.
Cooks up. Thank you, Lord. Decorates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes the Lord just brings to nil. Replaces, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse that goes up in our family. And it's felt for the next generation. We call down the fire of heaven on every earth of the top of our planet, every soul, every head, every sex, that thing. Fire, 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 grace. Unto the time, that was cut great. Never thought of the Lord. Make the Lord that drinks to him. Utterly destroyed every ungodly soul. The blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Never let all the people say it. Because of who we are. Who we are and what we are. We boldly share our family daily confessions on this day. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl, and our families and our bonus family. According to Job, chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4, 17. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of God, chasing the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty Jesus in Jesus' name, a lean, clean, spiritual kingdom of truth. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts of ministry and health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're crazy. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now that your help was able to keep up from falling, and preserve faultless before the presence of his glory, his glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name. And everyone say,
amen.
That was D1, 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Kirby?
Yes,
you can be dismissed before I get children. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I'll say beautiful. Give the children a hand. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I'm going to say to you. Hallelujah. Now, I've got to ask Pastor Peter a question.
Well, do you have a question?
Yes.
No good. We want to connect the we need to put up settings on your phone so we can connect the loud room Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you, Father.
Give it a lot of attitude. Hallelujah.
A child hears negative stuff
432 times a day. And they only hear positive 32 times. Now, getting along with everybody all the time is really necessary. But it's more important to be able to empower our children to do that. Now, we did a special presentation of how to bully-proof your children. And God said, you know, you're going to have to do that every first Friday from 8 to 8:30. Because this is a process. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:6, the turn of a child in a way it should go. To bully-proof your children. To be able to coerce your children. Get along with everybody all the time. It starts with you. It ain't them. It's you. But what's your kingdom? Now, dealing with children. Your job is to turn that statistic around. The 432 times a negative, make it 432 times a positive.
All right.
And only 32 a negative.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Now, the way you begin is that you call your children to name. But I share with you, you have to call them a positive name. Like, you genius, or you're amazing, you're prince, you're king, or you're king in training, you're queen in training, you are awesome, you are intelligent, you're powerful, you are a superhero, you're something positive. Why would you do that? Because children act differently when they have self-esteem, high self-esteem, confidence, and boldness. Because bullies only pick on the ones that seem vulnerable. They got low self-esteem. They're not confident. They're not bold enough. So you as a parent or a caretaker or a grandparent, don't keep beating up on your children. They get that all day long.
Amen.
You stop the process by calling them a nickname. Give them a good nickname. A little genius. Every time you see it, you call them genius 50 times in one day. Keep on building up their self-esteem. And you know what happens? It's a stepping stone. Self-esteem, high self-esteem helps them to get to confidence. A self-esteem, confidence helps them to get to boldness. And when they get to boldness, the Bible says, come boldly before the throne of grace. That's what he calls God.
Amen. Amen.
Then you read the word aloud to the children. You read the word aloud to your children. You read the word aloud to your children. Just say, well, go to your room and read the Bible. You are supposed to train the child. I didn't find nowhere where it said the children are supposed to train themselves. Sit down.
No.
It's your responsibility. Can I be true? Can I tell the truth here? Some parents and some caretakers are lazy. They're going to go and what they're doing and what they want and where they want to go. They don't have time to train their children. They're trying to let the babysitter do it. They're trying to let the school do it. Your school is the school. Give them the wrong stuff. All day, when I was coming up, that source of the ABC. We pay the school. We started the day off paying school. They start the day off nowadays cursing in school. Don't allow time to taste. We ain't going there. What I'm trying to tell you is that we got to stop being lazy, y'all. We got to spend time with our children. And call them positively. Your goal is to build up their self-esteem so they feel like they're somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
They used to say children ought to be seen and not heard. That's a lie. They so know. Jesus said, wait a minute, y'all. I got to get them kids back there. Don't commit them not. Forbid them not. No, don't do that. Let them come. For such is the kingdom of heaven. Y'all got a job to do. Stop shucking your job, y'all. Bully pooping your children is your job. Read the scriptures from that. Give them the address. You said, give all of that. They're going to be able to the grasp of, look here. The kids get a cell phone, and they can walk. They can make the cell phone walk to the door like that. They can get on a computer and dial up a home call. Some people under valuing your child. They can't do it.
They know how.
Please, for your children's sake, for God's sake.
Amen. Yes, they are.
That's what you got to do.
Yes, yes.
Build up their self-esteem.
Amen.
So you grow into confidence. So you grow into hope.
Yes, yes.
Give them the word of God.
Right.
Give them the address.
Amen.
Teach them to learn the address. There's such a scripture that you ought to give them. Because they're anointed of God. See, Jeremiah said, oh, I can't do this no more. And there ain't nothing no more. The Lord said, look here. Before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you and called you a prophet to the nation. Your children, before they got here, were in the heart of God. And you are going to be in tough stuff when God asks you what you do with the child I gave you, the grandchild I gave you. Did you teach them how to have high self-esteem? Did you teach them how to be confident? Did you teach them how to come boldly to me? What you going to say? I did not have time. I was working 3 jobs. Look, it's not about sitting up in your schedule. You schedule to do this, y'all. Because their life may depend on
it. Amen.
I was told just this past week of a young lady made great grades in school, but she was thinking about suicide because of the bullies in her life. You got to bully teach your children and it starts with building up those areas.
Yeah.
All right. Step 2. PEP. Hey, what is PEP? Practice, execute, practice. You've got to develop a script, a Holy Ghost script for your child to use when the bully comes knocking at their door.
Right.
And you do that and then tell him to practice. He can stand in front of a mirror and practice that. Practice, execute, that means to say it or speak it out loud, and then practice some more. So it becomes second nature. Give you an idea of something you could do. Say the bully comes to you. And they look at you in the eye.
Amen.
And they say, I want your lunch. Well, what do you say? Do you respect? respond or do you seek to understand? Now, there's a five word that you ought to teach a child to say to themselves and to ask themselves. What else does this mean? Because when they come to you, bully is not a bully because he went to bully school.
Right.
He got a me in his life.
Right.
It ain't what you see.
Right.
What else does this mean?
Uh-huh.
So you've got to keep your child not to respond, but to understand.
Right.
But you've got to prepare him for that.
Right.
So in your prayer, that you give him, the strength you give him, tell him to memorize the backwards before it. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, forgive them, for they know not what they did. Your word says in 1 Chronicles 16:22, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. I am anointed of God.
Right.
I am chosen of God.
Right. Amen.
Please, God.
Amen.
Don't hurt them.
Amen.
Don't kill. Don't kill his pets. Don't burn down his house. Don't kill his siblings.
Don't be mad at him.
Have mercy on him, Lord. In Jesus' name. You put something together like that for him. And teach them to say that. Tell them to practice. PEP. P-E-P. Practice, execute, practice. Practice, execute, practice.
Amen.
Y'all heard?
Yes.
Practice, execute, practice.
Amen. I didn't even go to the first scripture.
1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people,
amen,
that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
You let him know,
amen,
that he's somebody special. He's a king of saints. He's a queen of saints. He is a prince. Glory to God. The peculiar means special.
Yes.
Specially called and chosen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Build self-esteem,
yeah,
confidence, and
boldness.
Right. Amen. Oh, oh, give me the next scripture.
1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children,
mm-hmm,
and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you,
amen,
than he that is in the world.
How can your little child, Daniel, overcome? You're overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
You overcome the word of the Lord. The Bible says it's your sword, y'all.
Yeah.
Now, look here. They, and this is a sad story, but I have to relate it because it proves a point. Somewhere in Texas, a 60-year-old shot and killed someone. A weapon in the hands of a 5 or 6-year-old is still a weapon, y'all.
Amen. Oh, yes.
Who should handle the weapons of their warfare? Because they're not carnal, but it's mighty God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's another, and there's some other words that I want to give you. The word urgent. You are G-E-S. Is that how you call
urgent?
You are G-E-S. Urgent? No, urgent. Someone's got urge.
You are G-E-S.
Yeah, you are G-E-S. This is how you teach them when they're dealing with the bully. Okay? You is speak to understand.
Amen.
Not to respond.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell when somebody responds rather than seeking to understand.
Amen.
Because they jump on the defensive.
Amen.
And a conversation, don't tell anybody. You say something, and they're ready to defend themselves, like you attack them.
Right.
Don't do that. Because
right.
That's a violent response. Cross violence leads to violence. Fire, cross fire will burn up wherever you do it. So you got to do it another way. You is for understanding. R is for revelation. You trying to understand, see what God is saying to you through this. You say, well, my mind is okay to understand that. Who says he can? He can understand a computer.
Amen.
You know that I understand that.
Amen.
One chap, they can deliver over 1,000 items to this man's house. His 6-year-old son. He had loaned his cell phone. Where did he save his cell phone? And he ordered $1,000 worth of stuff. Delivered at the door.
Yeah.
Don't tell me these children can't operate what you did in the world. The Bible says in Isaiah 11:6, and it's the C part, the last phrase in that scripture. I call it 11:6 C, and a little child said a little child. Don't underestimate the value or competency of your child. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the revelation, God, reveal what's really going on. And God does that. He makes it, well, he has some trouble at home. Or she has some trouble at home. Sometimes there's some abuse happening at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do? They take it out of somebody else to see Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand and let the Holy Spirit reveal it. So that you are revealed. That revelation. So G is for teach them the gift of the Holy Spirit. I did not see anybody that said the gift of the Holy Spirit are just for people over 21. Did you see that?
No.
Amen.
Now, I didn't see us as a little child to lead them.
Amen.
But it's not just for the Holy Spirit. They are operated by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If the Holy Spirit can open up the mouth of a donkey.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? He can use a 6-year-old. I'm not saying they don't, but you understand what I'm saying. He can use anyone he wants to.
Amen.
We talking about bully-proofing the children. We talking about how to get along with everybody all the time.
Yes.
How to urge you. You understand R, the revelation. G, the gift of the Holy Spirit. E, engage, execute. In other words, that's when you really deal with the script. Execute. Engage the script that they have learned.
Amen.
But you got to teach it. They ain't just going to go there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Teach it. Your job, your homework is to come up with a script that will do what it needs to do. Hallelujah. Go ahead, give me another scripture. Give me another scripture. I got to keep going.
1 Chronicles 16:22, saying, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm.
Give that to your child.
What?
Tell your child. The quote there. And Psalms 105:15 says the exact same thing. Touch not my anointing and do my prophets
no harm.
Go ahead, give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 2 Thessalonians 1:6. Hallelujah. See, it is righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you.
Your child don't have to be fine because God got him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And God says, I made it to heal.
I've been sitting back waiting for you to step into my kingdom. Step into your kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Oh, give my son. Somebody got a problem with this right here. And God said, look, I want to heal you. So I just step into my healing.
Yes.
Do what you could not do with that child.
Yes.
And be healed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
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 There's somebody got ringing in their ears.
Hallelujah.
God said, look here, I'm trying to do something in your life.
Yes.
I'm trying to get your attention.
Yes.
To listen to my spirit and to my word. Because I've got a job for you to do. Mother of all, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Everyone, thank you, the people at home. What do you think that the Lord said to you? Mother of all, thank you. Father God, we do thank you for what I hear in the very heart of the We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, that your word is sent to me according to Hebrews 4:12. It's stronger. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. And we thank you, Lord, for your word today. We receive it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that we promise. We promise, Lord, to teach our children to be strong children, to be self, to have high self-esteem, to be confident and be bold. To bold as a lion, he was a lion of the tribe of Judah. We praise your name today, Lord. We receive your word today. In Jesus' name. Let us pray today now. Amen. You may be seated. Pass the people before the Jews.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise God for his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for being part of the ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That gives us and doesn't mind giving us instructions, even how to gird our children before they leave out in the morning. Hallelujah. So the enemy is cruel. Hallelujah. And children can be cruel. So hallelujah. But when they come up against children that have been taught the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just figuring, oh, well, it's time for them to be saved. Hallelujah. Who have they come up against? Whoever they come up against, hallelujah, is pain. Tell your child, okay, minister salvation to that person who's coming up against them. It must be time for them to get saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But if there's anyone out there, hallelujah, in here or out there in radio land, hallelujah, that desires salvation, hallelujah, that wants to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, please repeat this prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Lord God, forgive me for my sins.
Yes.
Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, I believe that you died and that you rose again. Hallelujah. And you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father. And I receive you into my heart. Lord God, to save me from my sins. In Jesus' name. We believe you repeated that prayer that you are saved.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. It's just that easy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And if you desire a Bible, if you desire to be able to read the Word of God anytime, day or night, and you don't have a Bible, please contact us. Hallelujah. Please call 410-444-5152 and leave a message. We will get a Bible to you. Hallelujah. And join us in the morning for morning praise and worship. That number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Hallelujah. See you in the morning.